Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
2024 is shaping up to be almost as interesting for real estate trends as comeback for bell-bottom jeans.
Today, let's take a look at specific trend in 2024 that we think has a significant impact on real estate investment. Before we get too far into the landscape of investing in 2024, it's important to think about investment drivers.
What does that mean? Well, funny enough, it's just like how it sounds. There are these things that really impact real estate to the point you can't ignore them anymore. So let's get into each one.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. The first investment drivers are interest rates and the cost of capital. If that sounds intense, it's because it is.
But basically, all this means is that in real estate, there's this thing called commercial real estate, CRE, debt market. The CRE makes up financial framework where debt instruments associated with commercial real estate properties are transacted.
Yeah, and this market serves as a platform for engagement among investors, lenders, and borrowers, facilitating transactions involving different categories of debt secured by commercial properties. These instruments, in turn, play a pivotal role in the financings of various commercial real estate ventures.
So why should you care? Well, the CRE debt market is important because if you've got a loan coming due soon, there's a chance you might see more missed payments and some properties up for grabs.
But it turns out, according to recent analysis, that a good chunk of loans could likely pull off a successful refinancing.
The reason why this is a big deal is because it tells us how cash is flowing and how stable things are in the CRE financing world. And that's pretty crucial information for both current property owners and anyone else eyeing the investment scene.
Our next investment driver might seem like a no-brainer, but it's important to talk about and make sure that you are considering. This one is quite simply construction and renovation costs. You see, over the past few years, construction and renovation costs have been on the rise thanks to the noticeable spike in inflation.
And guess what? This isn't just affecting new projects, but also renovations. Looking into 2024, it seems like owners of B and C class properties will be digging deeper into their pockets for renovations. It's the wear and tear of these older properties that really adding to the financial load, especially if they happen to be in neighborhoods with a bit rougher history.
That's why we have shifted our strategy. We're putting our money into newer properties in A-rated neighborhoods. We've been through the challenge of dealing with older properties and don't really want a repeat performance.
The key here for us and for you is to learn from the experience and making smart moves to avoid those extra headaches and costs that come with renovating in less favorable areas.
Speaking of costs, you also have to deal with land and operational costs. This isn't just the land itself either. You have to think about not so fun things like property taxes, labor, and even insurance.
Right now, the big players causing a stir are insurance and property tax, and they're not just impacting the net operating income or NOI, but they're also seriously messing with the cash flow of the property.
The unfortunate reality is that some places see crazy spike in property tax assessments, while others don't bother with annual reassessments. So if you're eyeing your next multifamily apartment complex, you need to keep property tax and insurance in mind for your peace of mind.
Places like Texas and Florida have been hit with soaring insurance premiums. In fact, in Florida, it's gotten so wild that buying multifamily apartment properties there, despite some solid fundamentals, is starting to look like a headache for owners.
That's where cities like Phoenix come into play. They don't deal with as many natural disasters, so their insurance premiums are usually way more reasonable, making them a tempting pick for real estate investors.
So not only do you have the property tax and insurance going on, but you also need to think about the political environment and neighborhood dynamics of where you live and or are investing. As crazy it might sound, not every state is the same, and the political landscape we've seen in recent years proves this.
We always talk about the importance of investing in states that prioritize landlord, investor, and business friendly.
In 2024, this emphasis become even more critical as your ability to handle non-paying tenants through evictions significantly influences the success of your business. This might not be something you want to ever think about, but this one detail hinges on the legal landscape of the state and county where the property is situated.
So do your research and do what's best for you and your passive investors.
Not only does your state affect all those areas, but it also is important to be aware of the population and job growth of your chosen state. Even though the overall U.S. population growth is less than exciting, there are some spots in the country that are buzzing with people, jobs, and good pay.
Check out states like Arizona, Texas, Nevada, North Carolina, and Tennessee. They're not only pulling people, but also businesses. And even better, these states are landlord-friendly, making them super appealing to businesses looking for a new home.
So when it comes to multifamily apartments, it's honestly a pretty simple business move. There's plenty of data telling us which states and areas are gaining people, so you want to pick places that are gearing up for high-paying jobs in 2024. Bonus, if there's a bit of a shortage of housing supply, that's what's going to keep the rent growth stable.
Okay, so we talk about investment drivers, but what should we be watching out for? Well, there's honestly a lot of things. We would be lying if we told you it's all smooth sailing. So take it from us, learn from our years of experience, and even a few mistakes along the way, and protect yourself and your assets.
The first thing you want to look out for is the grim reality that reduces household savings rates and the exhaustion of pandemic-related savings have more striking implications for C-class assets compared to other asset classes. At one time, the depleted pandemic savings actually helped many residents in C-class apartments to remain current on their rent.
Now, with these savings exhausted, there's an increased pressure on residents to stay current, a situation less impactful in Class A apartments, where the income-to-rent ratio may be as high as 6-1.
This means that if rent is $1,000, the resident may be earning a net income per month of $6,000. On the opposite side, the issue of low saving is likely to increase rent demand as many continue to find it challenging to afford more home purchases.
Not only that, but with the student loan payment resuming, you might see more delinquencies in Class C apartments as people struggle to make ends meet.
And with the inflation compounded by student loan payments, buying a home is harder than ever. As this dream becomes more and more distant, rental culture continues to dominate.
As all things is going on, oil prices are also climbing, making life and getting around a bit pricier. And banks are also playing it safe with stricter lending rules due to some financial instability.
But the awesome part about all this is that in our world of multifamily apartments, we're actually loving these tighter lending standards. In the past, we've seen some deals that were a bit shaky, relying on assumptions that didn't quite match up with what was really going on in the property.
Plus, there were doubts about the general partners group's ability to handle things. With these stricter lending rules, only properties with solid business plans and proven management skills get approved.
The financial crisis of 2008 is a great example here of a time when we saw relaxed lending standards within the housing market. Countrywide Financial, under the leadership of Angelo Mosillo, really embraced aggressive lending practices, featuring subprime mortgages and adjustable rate loans.
The collapse of the housing bubble shortly after resulted in widespread mortgage defaults, foreclosure, and general economic upheaval. This disastrous time in history is a perfect example of why lending standards are important and how they ensure that enduring stability of the financial system.
So you might be thinking, all this is great, but how can I strategically shift my investment portfolio to capitalize on this shift and maximize profits? Well, it's actually pretty simple. And with just a few minutes of your time, we're going to tell you how you can do that. Let's get started.
First up, check out the migration trends. Look at the data from moving companies and the U.S. Census Bureau. It turns out the South is currently where the action is, making up for 87% of the nation's growth.
You'll also want to pay attention to demographic trends because where people are moving can mean big opportunities for your investment portfolio.
The key is to be smart about picking locations that are just not hot right now, but have the potential to stay sizzling in the future. So keep an eye on those trends, especially in the South, and then let them guide your investment strategy.
By zeroing in on the states experiencing substantial growth like Texas, North Carolina, investors position themselves strategically. You can even take a few steps further, digging into specific submarkets within these growth hubs, offering deeper insights. By adjusting investment portfolios, you can even anticipate where the crowd is headed and make calculated moves to maximize your investment returns.
Great, so you have done all that, but how can you align your investment strategy with this trend to ensure long-term growth and stability in the ever-evolving real estate market?
You found the states with population growth, figuring out which cities or counties in each of the states are best for investments. But have you ever heard of the double down markets? These are the markets where both business and people are settling down, which means that the major growth is heading there.
Not only that, but there's also this idea of what are called smile markets down in the sunny sunbelt areas. People love migrating there for the weather, affordability, and all around safety.
The focus of 2024 investments for us centers on top markets like Nashville, Phoenix, Dallas, Atlanta, and Raleigh. This strategy is based on the understanding that we talked about earlier of demographic trends and their influence on real estate demands within these markets. Not only that, but this approach involves adapting to shift with work habits, especially the rise of remote work and the demand of residential versus office space.
So there you have it, the trends, the challenges, and the strategies for 2024. Keep learning, stay curious, and make those smart moves for a thriving investment portfolio. Until next time.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.